I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA, and it's Thanksgiving week.
Yes, we're coming to you a little bit early because, I mean, we already got Salt Lake. We're not going to put out something the night before Thanksgiving.
Sorry.
We're gonna be busy ladies.
Sorry.
Prepping our homes.
You are correct because it's like, now, I know we'll get it. We talked a lot about food last week, so I apologize to everyone that sat through it if you didn't enjoy it, but we're back because now it's a very food-heavy week, okay? What's the one dish that you, like, I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, like, what's the one dish? I know what your day looking,
I'm looking forward to my spinach dip.
Yep.
And my clam dip, you know? I'm an old-fashioned lady. Call me Betty Draper, you know?
Hey, Betty.
I just want a creamy clam dip with a ruffle.
What are you
chip.
Dipping with? What's the
a ruffle chip?
A ruffle,
you know, really, okay. Really salty, has to have the ridges. Really scoop up that clam dip, which is basically sour cream, garlic, and canned clams. You know what I mean?
Wow,
I'm
so
straight
simple.
Out of the 1950s. You know?
Wow, that's so simple.
And then we do mushrooms stuffed sausages with a little parm on top.
Wait, I'm sorry, like mushroom stuffed sausages.
Sorry, a mushroom. Yeah, a mushroom.
Sausage. And it's, the sausage is in the, like you take off the little cap and then you stuff it with the sauce, like a sausage mix. Or just, do you just replace the cap and it's just one sausage sticking straight up?
You stuff the mushroom with the sausage. Yum. Then you put a little parm on top. What about for you?
I'm like always the dessert person. And every year too, my mom says, don't worry, I'll buy a backup pie, which is rude if you ask me, because it's telling me you don't think that I'm good.
You do like a chocolate pudding pie or something?
So that's my attempt this year, is a chocolate mousse pie. I've been looking at a lot of recipes, and then, you know, a lot of them are like,
so you've been on TikTok?
No, actually, surprisingly not. I have not, but I probably should. Well, so my friend was talking to me about it. I'm like, if you need an easy recipe, I make this pumpkin pie yellow cake. It's really easy. It's basically like the fillings of a pumpkin pie. You put it in like a Pyrex dish. That's the bottom layer. Then you get like yellow cake mix, you know, like a Betty Crocker yellow cake. And you sprinkle that on top. And then you get like a big thing thing of melted butter and you drizzle that on top, and then you can add crushed walnuts to the top, and then you bake it. Okay. Mm. If you have nut allergies, don't
do you mix
walnuts.
It?
No. So it's just sprinkled on top. So it's kind of like a layer.
Wait, that's so interesting. So the powder.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the powder basically, it's because the powder is kind of like saturated with the melted butter. It all works out.
It goes into the pumpkin.
Yeah. And then you get a scoop of ice cream right on top and it's delish. And that's
sure, an alamodi.
That's an easy go right there. But you know, this year I'm like, no, I'm doing the pie. And I'm not even going to buy a pie crust. I'm going to attempt to make my own pie crust. I've seen a few that you can do an Oreo pie crust with like a chocolate mousse or like a graham cracker.
This seems very easy. Yeah, those are easy.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm not doing a rolled out. I'm not using my KitchenAid for this part of it. You know?
Go on Half Baked Harvest.
Yeah. Well, so then I also was like, my friend was telling me like, oh, I need, you know, I tell her this dessert and I go, oh, hey, I found this New York Times article about their best desserts to make. And so I sent it over to her and she goes, what the hell, Courtney? And I start looking, I'm like, these are the most difficult desserts to make in your entire, like that I've ever seen. I was like, sure. I'm just kidding. This is the worst list I've ever seen. Let me find some other stuff for you. So I found this chocolate mousse one. I was like, I could do this. I could make my own whipped cream. I could do this.
That's not hard. I mean, they were making butter on Salt Lake this week.
I mean, yeah. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set it and I'm going to forget it. You know?
Okay.
That's what they say with the pies. Just let it do its thing.
Oh, I'm not a baker, so.
Yeah. And then, you know, I love a spinach dip. I like, though, like the bread bowls where you take the top off, you clean out. Like, I like to dip that into a spinach dip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to get the best spread, a Bodine situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I get it.
God, I love that. And also, like, I got to be honest, like, turkey is the least exciting part of, like, a meal for me. Yeah.
Nobody likes the turkey. You have to douse it in gravy because it's so dry. Yeah, every year.
And here's the thing, too. Is like, you know when someone volunteers to make something and you're like, I hate how they make whatever it is, you know, the dish. So then you're like, do you need another version of that? Should we have 13 different stuffings? I don't even like stuffing.
Oh, so I love stuffing. And I call it dressing.
Well, yeah. You know, proper. And you're already, though, past Thanksgiving, by the way. You, this weekend, marriage is a compromise.
I feel like I take a very strong stance. Like, I'm not putting up Christmas until after Thanksgiving. I just think that's a bunch of bullshit. I really like Thanksgiving. But this year we got a fake tree. It's my first time having a fake tree ever. It was just sitting in the garage. I'm off of school for the next week. It seemed appropriate. So yeah, it's full on Christmas here. 7.5 foot fake tree. We got a wreath. Michael, I sent him out. I sent him to work and I said, well, you better come home with a poinsettia. We still need a skirt for the tree. And I'd also like a house for three things. I don't
know. A real garland too.
Yeah, in real garland. That was the third.
So
that elf better come home with all the supplies.
Yeah, and if he knows what's right for him, happy wife, happy life. that little elf. I hope he walks in with everything you've asked for. Okay, so I have a question for you. I got some Thanksgiving questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, you're hosting Thanksgiving, and you're like, I get to invite. No. This is a hypothetical situation. You get to invite one housewife from each franchise. I would love to know, like, who your Thanksgiving table is featuring.
Ooh, I love
past or present. They don't have to necessarily be a current housewife, but they have to be from, like, only one from a franchise.
Okay, so Kyle and Mo, so I could figure out what's going on there.
Okay, so you're inviting the family.
And
so
I'd actually want them to host me.
Okay, so Kyle's hosting the dinner, but you're presented by Kyle's house,
but we get to invite the other people.
Okay, so this is Mary's Thanksgiving presented by Kyle.
Orange County. Yep. I really want to meet Shane. So Shane and Emily.
I'm going to do this with you too. Wait, so for me, okay. Emily was my choice. Can I
go first? Because then I have to think about my table. I want my table too.
Okay, so we've got Beverly Hills. We've got Orange County. Let's go to Dallas, even though it's canceled.
The girl that slept with Harry. Remember, she was a housewife and she said that she slept with Prince Harry.
What?
Do you not know what I'm talking about? You're talking about DC Housewives?
It said Dallas.
Oh my God. There was a DC, though.
Criteria. Oh, like cat? I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Okay.
Okay, you can have cat at yours.
Okay.
Okay, but go to
Stephanie.
Go to
Stephanie.
Okay, you're going Stephanie. To Stephanie. Okay, Atlanta.
Atlanta? Okay. Ooh. Like, actually, Kim and Croy, because I want to know what's going on there too.
Okay, so you're having a gossip dinner.
One week they are, you know, having the 12th anniversary dinner. The next day they don't have their rings on. I'm just confused. I
need to switch her name back on Instagram to Beerman.
I would like to know about that.
And Bank of America is suing them for suing Kim for $50,000.
Okay.
So
Potomac, Karen and Ray.
Okay, Potomac. What about Miami?
Maybe Gertie. Gertie.
Great choice. Okay, New Jersey.
Alexia could be fun too.
But then okay, Downer Todd.
Jersey. I'm gonna go Melissa and Joey Garga. I think Joey would be really fun, and I'm gonna go with them.
Okay, and New York. Both old legacy and new. You get two there.
I mean, maybe Bethany, just to sit her down and have a real talk with her, you know?
Okay.
Like, I'm willing to have a couple interventions at my dinner table. Oh. New Jessel.
Love it. Mostly for Pavitt, because I want to know what he thinks about the food and what
the flavor palette.
Yeah. King of.
Okay.
Prince of the Let's do fried yours. Chicken committee.
Let's do yours and we can go East Coast to West Coast.
This okay. Time.
New York, old and new.
So I want to attend yours. So I'm only going to have a few. Only going to have a few crossovers on yours.
Sure.
Or on mine. I'm going to invite Bryn. Bryn's going to keep things lively. Choice. She's going to keep the convo going. She's going to
hit
fun.
On the dads.
Yeah. Okay. Dorinda. Because what am I doing here without Dorinda?
Mm-hmm.
But Dorinda's hosting mine at Bluestone Manor. You're at Kyle and Moe's. I'm at Bluestone.
Okay, fantastic.
Let's see, Jersey. See, I want to invite Teresa, but I don't want to invite Teresa. I'm going
like Frank and Dolores.
No, I'll do Frank and Dolores here. Dolores
just recently got engaged. You guys could have champagne for the engagement.
No. It's the Bluestone Manor bourbon. That's what we're serving.
I tried it at BravoCon, and they have like a maple version. 10 out of 10.
So good. Love that. Okay. Yeah. So Dolores, Frank can come if he wants. I don't really care. Polly can come if he wants, you know.
Brittany would be entertaining.
Well, okay. Now I have four people. They speak
a different picture. It doesn't matter. You're the Bluestone Manor welcomes all.
Okay.
Know?
All right. Okay. Somehow you're creating
no
my dinner
limits.
Party.
This
for
is
me.
A game. This is okay. A game.
Okay. DC, I'm inviting Mikhail Salahi. I want to know about her cheerleading days and, you know, the White House. Got to know about that. And just, it seems like she'd be a deer in the headlights there. So I'd like that.
And then she married someone from Journey?
Yeah, the guitarist from Journey. Don't stop believing in your dreams.
Yeah.
It could happen. Okay, Potomac.
Some of them live in Votto, the Journey people. The play in Journey.
Okay.
I've been to their house.
See, Potomac, I want Karen and Ray as well.
That's fine.
I know. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm just saying. I want both of them. Miami. See, I want Gertie from Miami, but I would take Dr. Nicole because you know I have a big crush on Anthony Lopez. Also, R.I.P. to her dad, who passed away. Nice. That was really sad to read about that. But I really, really like Anthony.
Like maybe we could go to Anthony's house actually.
Well, he's going to fly us there privately. He's flying us to Bluestone privately. Yeah. Okay. Atlanta, Nene. Nene's coming in. I want the energy. I want to know it all. I like the big energy she's bringing.
Okay.
Dallas. I want Tiffany there.
They're just hands.
She's like, I don't need the knives to cut the turkey. They're just hands. She's just ripping them apart. No, I'm taking Tiffany. I want Tiffany at the table. Where am I? Beverly Hills. Name them.
Like, honestly, the more people do spoofs on it, it gets scarier by the moment.
Name them. Sutton, you're at my table. Name them.
Okay.
I want, like, Sutton and Dorinda to get sloshed together.
Didn't her eyes like look like darker too? Like there was like
she was definitely drunk at that not intervention, but chit chat. Okay. And then OC. Yeah, it's Emily and Shane for me.
It's that little twerp.
That little twerp, that little dork. And I just feel like this would just be.
Or Shannon. Really Shannon, perhaps.
Shannon 6 months ago.
Wait, I saw this clip that they like talking to BravoCon and Shannon's like, oh, I've been sober for like, you know, 28 days or 30 days or whatever. And literally like Tamara has this like look in her eyes, like
Doesn't she like roll her eyes like sure Shannon?
Like kind of. And you're just, oh God.
With friends like Tamara who needs
She looks great. I mean, she's definitely cut back one day at a time.
Yeah. So those are our housewives. I like that.
These sound like a beautiful dinner table.
I
mean,
I really think, and you know who else I'm inviting? I'm going to invite Rachel from Winterhouse because I want her to decorate and do the tablescapes of like the floral because she does great floral. I really think she'd bring a motif, like a beautiful motif to it. And then like she can join because she has good energy. I feel like she got the short end of the stick. Like why haven't we seen her again pop up?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's good. I think that's good.
Was a fun game.
Also, let's talk a little bit Winter House, but I want to go into Summer House because over the weekend was the Hub House Carl supposed wedding. It was supposed to happen this past weekend. And so, you know, on Friday, Lindsay posts this like video of her like looking like hot and sexy, like dancing and just kind of like reminder to myself, like I'm enough, like I'm a kind person, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, oh my God, I can't even imagine this is like the wedding weekend. And then you've got.
So also, it never happened. So like,
I would assume it would have to be a hard weekend.
Right. But you can't live on like the, well, this would have been.
Mary, if you, weekend. Your wedding day was supposed to happen, you would definitely be in your feels about it regardless. But then like Page Six releases that like she spent the day with like Johnny Bananas. And I'm like, no. Lindsay, no, stay away from the bananas. He's cheated on every girlfriend he's ever had. He's not going to commit to you.
Needs to stay in the reality realm, though. Her energy and her toxicity.
I know you don't like her. I know you and Carl have a special connection.
I didn't say that.
I know you guys have a special connection. So here's my thing, though. So because people had paid for it and there were still flights and everything, there were still people that went there. So you got people like Gabby who went there. Kyle, I really didn't see Amanda in any posts. Did you?
The only photo I saw was the Sheena, Kyle, Carl's mom, Sharon. And the stepdad.
Yeah.
That's the only photo I saw. But no, I wasn't like really...
Here's my question for you.
Sure.
Okay. You're a guest. You've already had this. You could refund it, but you're like, you know what? I deserve a vacation, whatever. Are you going on the vacation?
Yes. Oh, I'd 100% go. I had already planned for this trip. I already took the time off. I already started getting my outfits. I'm excited for it. This is why you have destination weddings, because it really truly is a vacation. I've only been to like one legit destination wedding. I had the best time.
Is that earlier this year, for a friend?
Yeah.
For Hawaii? Yeah.
Yeah. I had like the best time.
Yeah, it was great. It was super fun.
I mean, I've been to like weddings in like
different locations you have to fly
like
to.
Los Angeles or like easy.
It's a destination
Tahoe.
For you, but not for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's something about like taking I loved that people like got to spend the weekend in Tiburon for my wedding. Like, it just makes it more, it's such a fast process. So something to like drag it out longer, I think is helpful. And especially for you to connect with people ahead of the wedding, because I didn't talk to anyone the night of.
Yeah. So I think like it would depend for me. Like if I could get, now we had someone who like DM'd us, was like, you do not refund from this place. It is amazing. Like it's all inclusive. It's like the best place. Like
it's Secrets, right?
No, I think it's called Unico, like UNICQO. That's what somebody had DM'd us for. But so I think I would go depending, unless I could get like a full refund and maybe I go somewhere else if I have the time off kind of thing. Like, I don't know. It depends for me. Here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't post a photo of the ex-groom's mother. Like, Sheena is here for Sheena. Does she hate Lindsay?
We did get a DM from Carl about that photo.
Here's the thing. I actually don't. You know what? I think Carl's mom, I think it probably cost them money to go. She probably needed like a vacation in general. Like, I don't fault her for going. Again, if people have paid for it, and those flights were probably expensive. And if you can't get, you know, some people will be like, oh, I'll just use it as an e-credit and use it later. But if you're not someone who travels often, you're going to take the flight. You know, it is what it is. But it's just for me is like, hey, Sheena, just maybe don't post that one photo.
Have some grace. But that's why she's good as gold. That's why she's good as gold. She wants people to talk about everything strategic. I think Carl's mom, it was just her birthday. She was having a great time. She needed to relax. things have been going on in her own life. And she just had a great time on the vacay.
And she deserved it. I don't mind that they've gone to this vacation. It's just like, to me, is like,
you're mad at Sheena.
Like, yeah, hey, Sheena, remember when Katie, you uninvited Katie from your wedding? And then she said, well, I still have a hotel room and I've paid for flights down there. So I'm still going to go on a vacation. And you made a big deal. What?
No, that was different.
It's literally the same thing.
She got uninvited to the wedding.
So she still paid for everything. She still paid for everything. Sheena's technically uninvited from the wedding because it didn't happen.
No, Courtney, that's a stretch.
Well, you know what? I'm feeling limber today.
Katie Maloney and Carl's mom, that is not the same thing.
No, Sheena and Katie, not Carl's mom. Sheena and Katie are the same thing, not Carl's mom. Sheena going and acting, and Sheena's like, we're going to treat this as our honeymoon. That's so Sheena to take somebody else's event to make it. They're like, oh, hey, Raquel, James, are you guys getting engaged? We're going to get married at your spot for the season finale. This is so Sheena. I'm sorry. Sheena did the exact same thing that Katie did. I don't care. They both went on a vacation and used somebody else's trip because they had already paid for it and they were going to enjoy themselves regardless.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents. That's my 2 cents on it. Speaking of married, her girl did it. Tinsley.
I just feel like that got so put under the radar that Tinsley did get married probably a couple of weeks ago. He's a widower. Has three children. So I just wanted to like
live your best life down south. I'm just happy for our girl Tins.
Yeah, so cute.
I'm just happy for her.
I would like to see some wedding photos personally.
Yeah, me too. And I would like to know like what's going on with the eggs. What does Dale think? Were any of her like I believe Leah was there. Were any other co-stars there?
Oh, Leah. I didn't know that.
Leah posts from there. Leah also has like a new boyfriend that she hard launched this past week. But
she's kind of on my shit list right now, though.
Why? Because of the reckoning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I also.
Don't try to kill my joy.
I want to talk to you about, I want to go back to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you about the day after Thanksgiving. And I want to know what your vibe is. Are you a Black Friday shopper? Are you taking advantage of the deals now? How are you living your best life? Should I put pressure on you to say that we might have merch ready for Black Friday?
So I would say I'm a highly unorganized person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not disorganized in, I just like would never have my shit enough together to do shopping on Black Friday.
Okay.
So that's not my vibe at all. And like, I mean, for example, today was my first day off in a long time. And literally like my day was spent like making an appointment at Safeway because I've had a cracked windshield for almost a year now. You know what I mean? Like, so do you think I'm going to do Black Friday sales? Absolutely not.
This Thanksgiving is going to be a year from your engagement. This is like the anniversary of your engagement.
Yes, it will be. Yes.
That's crazy. Yes.
I was just trying to get carrots today for Thursday.
But like the sales are going through because I'm a big, like,
so tell us. First off, you clearly have done.
I'm not shopping for anybody besides myself. Just you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes I'll, you know, now listen, if I see a good deal, sometimes I'll get an extra thing and I'll say, I got you this, you know, but I'm not waiting till Christmas to give it to you. I'm just, hey, I got you this. Here's just you. Enjoy it, because I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to forget that I've purchased for you and you're not ever going to get it. Okay. But some of my brands, they're doing the things.
So everyone, like, is, huh?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have, like, I did go to Madewell this weekend and they already had the 40% off.
Madewell today was looking like 50% off, and you've got a gift card there and you get your teacher discount there.
Yeah.
You're walking out with free stuff.
It was so overwhelming though, because there were so many people in there. I had to leave.
No, go online, Mary. It's all about online.
I'm not a good online shopper.
But here's the thing. If you know something you like, you just purchase it online and then you can go into the store and return, do whatever you need to. So I'm an Aloe girl. I love my Aloe leggings. I love their sweatpants. Got 30% off.
Okay.
So I've already gotten, I've gotten these sweatpants I'm wearing right now. There's some navy blue, just like baggy, you know, sweatpants.
Okay.
Super comfy.
Tapered at the bottom or
they are loose? Tapered at the bottom. You can't tell.
Okay.
I can tell them they are tapered. They're nice and baggy, but they're like high waisted too. So they sit, they're good. This is a good travel sweat.
Wait, isn't every sweatpant high waisted?
Depending on, yes, you could tie it wherever you want. But this has crotch room, I guess. So there's no camel toe happening.
Okay.
There's no cami.
Okay.
Got a couple pairs of leggings. Listen, I like some Nike leggings. Nike is having like a 25% off sale, but also things are also like already like 40% off. Okay. So I'm getting my nice leggings from there for like $40.
Okay.
Okay. Express, 50% off.
You love Express. I haven't bought anything there in 10 years.
Let me tell you why I love Express.
Okay.
A Portofino shirt. You never know when you need a nice button-up collared shirt. They are $25 right now. I have this one satin shirt from there that I wear every season. Every season. It's a gorgeous salmon, satiny color.
I've seen you wear it. I was going to say like a pinkish color.
Yeah,
like
salmon. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I love those shirts. They're really great because you can dress it up, you can dress it down.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I love, they've got, and I'm sorry, they have very cute stuff. Like I got a couple of skirts from there. I really like, they have like good mock neck shirts and like, oh,
you know, I love a mock neck turtleneck.
This sounds worse than it is. But one time we went out to dinner with my friends and I had like my leather leggings on and I had this like black long sleeve turtleneck. And then I had like this like oversized kind of like vest thrown over it.
Sure.
And then like we went to a club and it got so hot. So I had to take my black turtleneck off, but the vest still just like lived on. And you guys, RIP to that black turtleneck. It's gone forever. It was the best turtleneck I've ever owned. And I've been trying to find trying to recreate it for literally a year and a half now. And so I'm just like a little depressed about that. So every year I just, you know, I find got a sale on a black turtleneck. I'm going to try it.
Okay. That's fair.
I just want to say all these places are having really great Abercrombie.
I stackable. I did get. Go ahead.
No.
Just yesterday, I got
codes.
A Gap. I actually went into this. I was on Chestnut Street and I saw this girl. She had this like faux vegan leather skirt from Gap. Does not look like a Gap skirt at all. Mm-hmm. I tried it on to get the fit. It was $80 in the store. I got it online for $33.
See? Look at that deal.
Yeah, it's wild.
I love that. I got a leather skirt from Express too. Look at us winning. Look at us winning faux, of course, cheap. But just saying, all these, Black Friday is like the best time. And you know, but here's the thing. You can't be a hoarder. If you buy one thing, you got to throw one thing out.
Yeah, that's not happening in this home.
Okay, well.
Okay. I just purged my closet, though, so I have space, too.
That's fine. Just saying, there's some great deals out there. And I think everything should be done online, too. Online, you can always return it.
Then, like, so for instance, that Gap I ordered two of everything and then you have to return it. And I just feel like I'm constantly at UPS.
Okay. Make friends with the people that work there so that they know you.
Just annoying. It's just one other extra step in the day.
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
You don't like
just order returns. One then. Just order one.
But then I'm always in between the sizes.
I understand. It's so skinny now.
Body dysmorphia. ordered anyways, all these clothes. None of them fit. I'm like, okay.
You know what I also love?
An H&M.
H&M. Great sales. The sales are everywhere. Okay. They're everywhere.
Do H&M have sales? I didn't know they do sales.
Last year I got this great leather, like longer jacket. And ties. It's very cute. I find great deals. Now I have like a H&M that's like kind of, it's like in the shopping center, but it's not a heavily populated shopping center. So that's a pretty good one to go to because it's not overrun, you know?
Yeah, like Zara in San Francisco.
I've already ordered my Zara stuff too. No sale. But I said, you know what? I'm buying all this sale stuff. I'm making money. I'll buy this jacket. Got myself a nice leather Sherpa jacket. It's perfect.
Ooh, fun.
I know. Love that. I know. So anyways, I've gone on too long. Is there anything else or should we come back? Talk some Potomac, some Salt Lake, and then it's a wrap.
Okay.
I have been using Whey products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Whey. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Whey.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they have, starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Okay, we are back with Potomac. We are still at the Seaside Gala at Ashley Darby's, where she is stirring the pot. And Robin is continuing to just defend herself. She, I feel sorry for the people that are like spending their precious time on my boring life. Like, you know, I don't that care.
Makes, you know what that makes me hear when she says that? I'd like to be fired because I'm on a show where I share my life and it's, I feel sorry for the people watching this show. Don't insult us. Ooh, wow. Don't insult us.
I did find it really funny when Karen and Robin had a sit down and Karen was basically like, you know, Robin, I won't repeat rumors, only facts about you. And just one last question. Is your relationship, do you have an open marriage or a traditional one? And are you legally married?
I think Andy should have Robin bring the proof of the marriage license to the reunion.
Yeah.
I think he needs to bring, I think she needs to bring that. I'm like, listen. Robin, it's time to get into your reputation era. And let me tell you why. Juan, he's that snake on the ground he tried to push you into, okay? He's a fucking snake. And you get your reputation era and you tell him, look what you made me do, Juan.
That was like a bizarre scene to me. It was kind of just like a little slip bit for 30 seconds, but it was him like pushing her into the dead snake, but like kind of not in a funny way.
It's weird. The whole thing is just weird.
Oh, I just saw, why are we watching this?
No. Getting your reputation.
Because then I thought we were going to also go on a walk and maybe talk about a couple things, but no, he literally just pushed her into a snake that was dead.
A dead snake.
It was weird.
I don't like it. I didn't like it. Okay, so wait, something that like really made me laugh too, going because Robin and NECA are talking at the party or whatever, and Deborah walks by and the music that they play when she walks by is like, it's like, Deborah, no one likes you.
I feel like they shouldn't have let her film, to be honest.
Why?
Because she made something up.
They should not
like
let her
the happy. Yes. Like, no, they, because I mean, that was like, she completely made up that whole happy Eddie thing.
There does.
And now you can buy the merch and you got to see it tonight.
There does need to be something that's happening because we were introduced to Kiana this week too, who it looks like is going to be a friend of this season. But it's like, here's what's bothering me. And like Karen brought it up to Ashley. And it's like, you guys are icing out Wendy and Candace. And the fact that you guys keep doing this, and Karen, you can hump her because she's the fence.
Right.
Like, you know, she's riding that line there. It's that's
what's her tagline?
It's like something about, it's basically something like that. I forgot exactly what it is, but it's like, I am the fence. It's like, Okay, Karen, come on now. But it's so annoying to me that we're still like, okay, you know, we haven't had a full group scene. It's been 3 episodes. And it's just like this group clearly doesn't want to get along. Ashley and Candace, like there's this lawsuit going on that Ashley's still going to pretend she has no idea what it's about, which is like, no, Ashley, you shouldn't be on the show then, because clearly like Candace is going to be uncomfortable in every scene because your separated husband who's still paying your bills is suing her. And he's doing it because he just wants to waste her money.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, okay, so Wendy was like clearly just like defending herself she's still at the lunch line and she's like talking about how I vibrate so high and, you know, like I'm not going to go down low like you, like you're so slow. She says like this word slow.
And Mia is like slowly trying to figure out what to say. She doesn't have a comeback. I like when she then has to say like, oh, my son's slow.
That was like,
I was like, is she making this up again? She's making this up again.
That made me feel so uncomfortable. Like she basically was like, he has a speech delay and maybe another kind of LD, and then equating that to Wendy's like,
and the whole thing.
I was
weird.
Like, this is such a reach. It's too far.
It's too much. And then also it was like the weirdness between Karen and G was also like very strange. Like she was like, hello. And he's like, hi. And they're like, I guess we should hug. And then she's like, Mia's just like so funny.
Because remember, wasn't like last season he like trying to like do the like tongue thing with Karen?
GVO. Yeah. La, 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 la. Good vibes only. Yeah. No, I know. But it's like, it's like the whole thing's funny. And then I also laughed too when Karen would hug her kids but wouldn't hug Mia again because she's still on the handshake basis.
But I did have, like, Karen was like, I don't think Wendy was saying,
was like insulting your son.
Yeah. Like, no, that's just too much.
Yeah.
But I feel like they did this last season too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like they're trying to say anything that Wendy says, they're trying to take it, twist it, and then like ice her out. And it's like, here's the thing. It's annoying. Either be chill. Like, I guess when to compare it to like Beverly Hills when you had the Fox Force 5 and, you know, they're kind of like ganging up, they're still doing these group events with everyone. Like, they're still not filming with certain people. Whereas here, it's kind of like, oh no, we're just going to do that. And it's like, this is like the 4th season now that we've done this, and it's old and it's tired and it's redundant.
Yeah, I completely agree. They need to come together.
And it's like, and now all we're getting, and basically all we're getting is we're getting scenes with either Wendy with Candace or Wendy with her family. And that was like the big thing this weekend, which was like, hey, did you know that Wendy's Catholic?
I did not know that. And I feel like I would remember it.
I don't really remember her talking about it before either. But obviously, like, we saw her photo. I have to tell you, I love Wendy's family. Her kids are so freaking adorable. I love it so much. I'm like, Wendy is the comedian in that family. Watching when she was like, let me show you my communion.
Practicing getting the Eucharist.
No, but she shows the photo and Eddie like kind of laughs at it. And her son's like, she's beautiful. And I was like, now, I do worry for whoever her son's married, because she will be wearing white to the wedding. And if you don't remember, you were always married to your mother. I do worry.
You can wear white to a first Holy Communion, though. That's okay.
No, she said you can actually wear white to your wedding. She told the boys, when you get married, I will be wearing white.
Oh, I thought she literally told Eddie he has to wear yellow to the first Holy Communion. That's what everybody wears. But she would be wearing white, which all the little girls have to wear white, a white dress for their first Holy Communion. But the boys can wear any kind of like suit jacket or stuff. Doesn't have to be a white suit jacket or anything either. But her kids were wearing all white, which was cute. But like you could wear like black.
No, but I loved even them practicing the communion when she was like, he was giving the sermon.
It's like it's a very big deal though. Like that's like one that's, you know, obviously you're baptized. This is like that's like your next step.
And now because so they're like 9 and 7.
Getting the Eucharist is like a very big deal, because like first you do reconciliation and that's like a super big deal. And that's the first time you'll ever do reconciliation. Then you do your first Holy Communion, and then you get confirmation in 8th or 9th grade. Some schools now do a 3-for-1 process. You could get baptized, first Holy Communion, and confirmed all in the same day.
Wow, that sounds like my cousin, a lot of school.
My cousin in Salt Lake City, and I was the godmother. They did all three.
Wow.
In one day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you think COVID affected, because they both did it together? Do you think like COVID affected?
Maybe.
I don't know what age. I only got baptized in that.
Second grade usually.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking.
But yeah. So
or maybe they didn't like have them in
Sunday school.
Yeah. Or CCD. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this was like the big thing was, it was also funny too, because at Ashley's too, Wendy was like trying to kind of get back at Robin for last year. Was like, Ashley, you are invited and none for you fuckers. And Robin be like, I don't know if you remember, but I don't care. I 100% don't care about anything.
But it's just the leaving people out. And I understand I'm on Wendy's side. I completely understand why she's leaving these hoes out. But
I don't even like she invited Ashley.
And then I also just laughed that she made everyone wear yellow. Like she owned that. Mm-hmm. She's like, everyone wears yellow to a first Holy Communion.
Not true.
Not true.
But I was like, is she inviting Ashley? Because I'm always so curious on what they decide gets filmed. So, like, for instance, if it was only Karen and Candace and Kiana that are coming to this, do they decide that they're going to feature this in the show? Or, like, if you have one more housewife, does it become a group event?
I feel like they sit down at the beginning of the season. It's like, what's going on in your life? And it's and I feel like this is also kind of because the all the weirdness with the Osu thing.
Oh, what's going on with that? Because to me, it feels like this is like both like when NECA and Wendy was like brought up to him, like kind of like recoiled when they heard it. So it sounds like it's a very, very big deal within the Nigerian culture. And it was making me, the fact that this was a storyline was like making me uncomfortable, because I'm like, fucking Ashley has done all of this shit and is just trying to be super messy, but is actually like fucking with families now. Because
and then she like tries to take it back like really quickly. She's like, actually, like, I think I might have like misinterpreted that situation. So I do apologize, because I didn't think that was that big of a deal. And I kind of realizing I'm making your whole family look horrible. So I'm going to
But it's such bullshit because at this point, it's already gone through telephone, right? Like the families are involved. Like they're calling NECA's family. Like they're trying to figure out like what's going on. So this has escalated to a point where it's like, actually, like now you're like really kind of fucking with families and like it's not okay. And your tits are hanging out of your yellow dress at a communion party. Put them away. Sorry. Put them away. I know she said she apologizes for this, but she was literally wearing a yellow dress while she was getting ready to figure out what to wear that covered everything much more. I'm not shaming her. I'm just saying. But I'm just mad. I'm mad about this because it's gone so far now that, like, you know, it's
okay. Because it's like NECA and Robin sit down and she was like, my Wendy's mom called my husband's cousin. And talking about like praying against people, talking about shrines, talking about restraining orders. I was like, wait, I don't even know what's going on.
It just sounds like it's become such a big deal. And Ashley acting like, oops, I shouldn't have said that. It's like, great. And now what the annoying part about this is like, because they're all accepting of NECA because they cannot stand Wendy, is they're all, of course, going to back her and they're going to ostracize Wendy even more. And now Wendy is on the defensive, going uphill in this battle to have to defend who she is as a family and her mom and everything. It's like, oh, she's casting voodoo on you. It's like, this is just so tired for me of like, great. Now we have to like,
it's just not fun.
It's not fun. And I just feel like we saw such a fun little side of like Wendy's family tonight that I'm like, or that I'm like, why? Like, she's so light. And with these women, she's always on the defense here. She comes into everything where she's like, I would like to be these people's, like these women's friends, and they will not let me. Yeah. And instead they're making things up about me and they're doing all of these things. And now you're making it more difficult. And it just doesn't feel like, when does Wendy get to coast?
I mean, it's like Candace said it best, like Ashley is a messy ass hoe and she comes with information that's not valid, that's trash. And I also feel like Ashley never even gets in trouble for it either. You know what I mean?
No, it's the same thing with Giselle. And it just seems to go kind of by the wayside. And then it's like, oh, let's just talk about like something else.
You can get like Giselle in this episode.
We had a scene with Giselle and Grace.
Oh, that's right.
Shopping for the clothes prom and stuff that she's going to prom. Yeah, but yeah, we're not really getting any of her. I mean, we truly didn't really get a lot of Robin either. It was basically the Wendy show this week. And you know what? I'm okay
with her. Good for her.
I'm okay with that because I just...
Her, Happy Eddie, and their three adorable children.
I love them. I love them. It just, you know, it's like, when is it going to change? I told you when the trailer came out, I was worried about this season. Then we had a great first episode. And now we're having this, and it's just frustrating. It's only three episodes in, so I know I need to like give it a chance, but it's like
we're setting. Thank God we have Salt Lake City because I love it.
I mean, it's just I can't. Salt Lake City is wild. Should we take a quick break and then come talk about it?
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, we're back in Salt Lake City. Definitely kind of a filler episode, but it filled my heart.
Let's talk about the reunion first off, because the reunion is filming this week.
Okay.
And we've got the seating chart. And I know we had talked about it last week. And you were correct with the Monica first chair. Mm-hmm. We were correct that she would be on the side with Meredith.
Whitney third.
Then you've got Heather Gay first chair. Second chair. And then Angie. And then Mary when she decides to show up.
I also feel like they put Mary at the end in terms of like a friend of is going to come in for 15 minutes. But also, is it actually confirmed that Mary showed up? I mean, serious.
Who cares?
Like, we saw flying over together, Angie, Heather, and Whitney.
Mm-hmm. What's wild to me, though, is I'm like, Monica's mom has had more scenes than Mary. Is she going to show up somehow?
I think they should 100% bring that mom.
But it's like, I guess it's wild to me because I'm like, okay, Whitney, we see in the scenes for next week that Whitney and Lisa finally get into it. So obviously there's a strain there. To me, I'm going to tell you, it already feels like a reach that Whitney is just trying to make a storyline somewhere. I get that she might be frustrated with Lisa about whatever, but it's like, Whitney, you literally, you're trying something because I don't even know when all of a sudden her and Meredith became friends all now. They're just like BFFs this episode. When did that even happen?
Oh, I mean, Meredith is just using her for her podcast.
Well, yeah, but it was like
six episodes. I just like laughed so hard in their house. They had basically like printed at Kinko's the posters and put them up. And then did you notice they had one picture of themselves on the counter from their wedding, like a black and white photo?
That's the one that they carry with them everywhere to make it feel more homey.
Exactly. Like, I felt like it was so strategically placed. It's like, okay, guys, this is clearly our new Airbnb, but we have to like put up some photos of ourselves. But it wasn't actually like on the wall. It was
like leaned against the wall.
It was like with a back, you know, like that like can be moved easily.
Easily packable, foldable. Yeah. You just rinse and repeat this. Yeah. Welcome to our home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything's a home if you try hard enough, you know? And that's what they're doing. I will get there, but the reunion seating chair, I'm like, okay, Bermuda must be insane because for Heather to get first chair, she's kind of coasted by this season in a good way for her. But I thought Baby G would have gotten first chair. So I'm like, Bermuda must be insane, or maybe with like the lawsuit stuff that's happening for Heather to have that first chair.
And like going to talk about the black eye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I forgot about that. It's back. Okay. But I mean.
And there's something like. Bravo loves Heather. They really do.
She's a good time girl. I'm going to say Heather's had a redeeming season.
We forgot about the black eye and how frustrated we were all last season.
Yes, this has been a great season for Heather. The Jen Shaw of it all has really kind of messed with her the past season. So I'm here for it. It's like, I'm so curious though, because it's like nobody's talking to Monica on the cast. So, like, I'm so curious.
Let's talk more about Monica because she was prom queen.
Well, this was kind of wild to me because I just had assumed we had mentioned it before, like, oh, yeah, all the four daughters are from just the two marriages, whatever. But we found out that Monica was married prior to her ex-husband and had.
Was she married?
She said she was married.
Okay.
But she was married prior and then found. the OxyContin and just left and like abandoned that.
That was like very scary. The baby found a clear bag filled with OxyContin. When she first said clear bag, I was like, oh my God, did the baby like almost? Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And then it was like a bag of Oxy. I was like, oh, brutal.
Yeah.
She has some stories to tell. She's not a housewife, but she has entertained me all season long.
Yeah. Like I don't like Monica, but she's made like without this show, what would we have? Like, and we like have Whitney stretching for storylines.
Also by now, Monica, 23 and me, we can find your dad.
Literally. I did like it was kind of wild because I see so many things that Monica's doing that her mom has done too. And so it's like, you know, she's trying to break the cycle and whatever, but it's like I thought that was really sweet where she kind of was like, I don't want you to not know who your dad is,
right? You know? Well, and then I was also like, wait, is this the first time she's ever seen pictures of her dad? But that wasn't true.
No, there's no way. But I also did think it was funny because I don't know about you, but I can remember, like, I remember being young and my stepmom loved scrapbooking.
Oh, that was like a thing.
Big scrapbooker. Mm-hmm. And so when she brought those out, I got like, you know, like a memory of nostalgic. Just like, oh, yeah. I mean, hers wasn't like the scrap. Hers were just like albums, but it very much cracked me up. And she's like, so there are these things called cameras, mm-hmm, and you had to literally get your photos developed. Like, I can remember my friend growing up, her dad had a photo store
that
we would take all of our film to get developed at, you know?
You're like, Mr. Blah, 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 don't look through the photos. Saturday night was wild. You'll see the Tito's. No, sorry, it wasn't Tito's. It was Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, I was like, you know, the bottle of vodka that's frozen in your freezer? It's definitely vodka, not water we've replaced it with. Don't connect the dots. But Monica, though, she's just driving me. She's driving me nuts, though.
Well, I actually felt sorry for her this week. And we'll get there. Let's talk about Angie and this uncomfortable date with Sean. I think they haven't slept together in 2 years.
Well, Electra sleeps in the bed with them. When are they going to do that?
I think they haven't slept together in 2 years. I think he has learned to just shut his mouth. He's like, I let you listen to your Humpty Dumpty dance. Like,
I sent it to you. Do the Humpty Hump. Hey, yeah. Do the Hump. And then she was like getting so upset that he was like, that's annoying. You think my country music is annoying? I think your Humpty dance is annoying. It's the only song you play. You just keep playing it on repeat. It ends and then it begins.
I just felt very sorry for them. Like, they
doesn't
have
Angie always look like an
common
alien superstar, though? Like, she's always dressed like she's like
always has sunglasses to start. I mean,
some sort of metallic something or another.
I felt like it was a space like, suit tonight,
or like a cat
know?
Suit she's wearing. I'm quite enjoying it, but it does make me laugh.
Do we think Sean drinks?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe but not. They're really they really are together but separate. I hope they can work it out.
I think they will.
I don't know. Do they have anything in common? Country music and Humpty Dumpty doesn't seem to go too far together.
Well, she feels like she's annoying him. I think that he seems to want to work on it. You know, I think them acknowledging it is progress.
Yeah, though, I don't know. It kind of like really
thing.
Broke my heart. I wouldn't be surprised if
I can't leave my husband who does my hair.
That's a good point. Her hair is always flawless.
It looks amazing.
I haven't seen one gray.
No.
The slick back look.
Gorgeous curls. A great updo.
It's really amazing how slick back is so in. I don't think I could do it.
Yes, you could.
Really?
Yeah. You could do anything. You're beautiful.
I never do. Oh my God. Thank you.
You're beautiful.
I've never slicked back my hair though.
Next time I see you, I'll do it for you.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be really fun.
Okay, awesome.
You're not really a ponytail girl in general, though. Like, you always, for the most part, will have your hair down. Like, I would say 90% of the time your hair is down. And when it's up, it's like right now where you're kind of just throwing it back because you have headphones on or you're like you're working out.
And I don't do that.
Yes. Right. So, okay, sorry. 98% of the time I'd say your hair is down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're like a half up girl.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Back,
so Lisa goes to Heather. She happens to hit this boulder. No big deal. It's just the plastic of the Porsche.
Oh my God. When she's like, oh my God, what did I hit? Oh my God. Oh my God. And Heather's like, I think I was going to get that removed. She's like, you really should. I don't even know how she hit it.
I don't either. It looks like it popped out of nowhere.
But I love that we love the gay bar. We love it opening up. The fact that there was Wendy's, there was
catered Wendy's.
I mean, that looked like a delicious get together.
Shortbread cookies, enough to feed a a 50 person party.
Extra barbecue sauce. Like this is the combination that we have been waiting for.
I agree.
Waiting for. And I love that, like, you know, and I thought Heather was smart too, because she said, look, I talked to Monica. We're going to go to Bermuda for a trip. And I wanted to tell you because I don't want, she's basically kind of saying like almost what like Angie K like should have done when she had her conversation with Monica. I'm not trying to like blindside you here. I want you to know that this is happening.
This is how the gay bar relationship works out.
And I've already told Monica that she needs to like make up with you. And Lisa, like, I don't want an apology. I'm just not interested in her. I also loved Lisa's look here. Like Lisa had, she had this like cropped like pinstripe blazer with like a cropped like white collared shirt and jeans and like neon heels. And I honestly think Lisa Barlow might have one of the best fashions of Housewives.
She always looks good.
I know.
She's always really like a classy lady. What can I say?
But I just think it's so funny because it's like Monica.
I can't say the same about Whitney's hot pink zebra outfit this week.
What the fuck was that?
That was awful. It was bad.
Like, and like Whitney is so trying to find a storyline here. It's literally frustrating to me. Like, are you wanting to be with your husband or not? Because then when you're hanging by a thread at this podcast.
Well, but I think she's kind of like, I think she would be open to sleeping with other people. She doesn't really think monogamy is natural. She
is Erica kind of, the lioness.
She's kind of like, it could be fun to introduce some people or like swing or maybe she is even through, maybe they already do this and she's just kind of throwing it out there. And then maybe, I feel like maybe Bobby other thing is like,
maybe Bobby brings a couple on the golf cart, drops them off at the house, Ubers back somebody else, you know, maybe they're big. Check for pineapples in the house next time.
Okay. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And I feel like her whole thing now is like, I'm not the woman I was before. I like own two businesses. It's like, we have to make this household work 50-50. And it's like, well, if you guys both have two full-time jobs, then you just need support. Like,
well, that's why they got Bobby the golf cart.
Right.
Do the errands, take Brooks to school, you know, parentify her. Why not? Right. Why not?
Is it really true that ducks stay together their whole life?
I thought that was penguins.
I thought it was penguins.
And I thought it was lobsters as well.
I'm calling fake news on the ducks.
Yeah, I'm going to say
Daffy, Daisy, divorced. Donald.
Whoa, Daffy, first off, is WB and Donald is Disney. Get your ducks right. Okay. Wow. Call yourself a Disney fan.
I wouldn't say that much.
Okay. So I want to go to this podcast because, again, Meredith and Whitney have not been friends. I literally texted you. I said, I think I missed an episode. Where did this friendship come from? And her, like, Seth thinking that there's some, like Whitney being like, so why did you even invite us on this show? The answer and Whitney, the answer was such bullshit. It wasn't even an answer. It just was kind of like, because you're a housewife.
Guys, they're like an interesting story to tell.
I feel honored.
She's like, I was just like to like publicly apologize about the bath too. Is this like a good platform to do that on?
Yeah, let's go see the bath. And they're like, shut up, this Airbnb doesn't have a bath. See the bath because there isn't one.
Right. I was also shocked that Seth did not comment about her boobs. Remember, he was so obsessed. Like, I want you to get the Whitney boobs.
Oh my God, it was too much. No, and then he's like, okay, guys, where's the craziest place you've ever had Whoopi? And I'm like, Justin, you literally got fired for having your painting party on camera. Maybe just shut. First off, I also want to mention Justin's outfit, by the way. He's wearing a Fendi beanie, a short sleeve shirt, and a vest.
Like, I feel like he was wearing the exact same thing in Vegas.
Like a, but the Fendi.
So tall, you guys.
Really, did he even say a word at this? I don't even think we heard one word from him. It was, but then basically.
We did hear a nice story about the dad.
We heard the Monica Lewinsky story basically first. That was the craziest place. She was giving him a blowy while HR walked into his room. But then, yes. They said, what's the hardest thing that you've ever had? Like, was that the question?
Yeah. What's the hardest thing you've ever been through?
And it was Justin's dad's passing, which, so, you know, Whitney said, like, basically I stepped up, like I went, I did everything because like he just couldn't. That was sweet. But then I'm like,
okay. I wanted more clarification on that.
What did you need more clarification on?
Like, I was confused. Was this over a day? Like, he couldn't get to him on time. Was this over months?
It sounded like the funeral. No. Or like laying them to rest. Like, No.
I think it was like she was in the room when he actually passed. Yeah. And then like she just was like, that's very common.
Wait, but then his mother also died too because their hands were holding like the notebook. Don't they die together?
No, I think that like she just like made sure like the mom was there too to be there. Oh.
Okay, so yeah, the story was a tad confusing, but nonetheless, she was there for her husband, and I think that was one of the hardest times that they went through together and persevered. Yet she's like, I don't know if we want to do this anymore.
And then she's like, but also Justin has been there so much for me. Like he's helping me with my dad, with my mom, with my brothers.
Like, I should be on my seventh husband by now with all the stuff that I put him through. And she's like, and I would like to just call me Evelyn Hugo. Okay, so then the big event. Heather's hosted so many events this season, by the way. Heather's like, by the way, I don't know if you guys know. So I'm Mormon, but I've also been excommunicated, but I cannot move on.
I did not like this party. I thought
it's weird.
It was weird the fact that Heather bizarre was the activities were lame, like churning butter, which also this is a really good kindergarten activity. You can do that in your classroom and have them all shake it and serve it.
So in Utah, so my sisters, like in like when they were
in high school,
in school and stuff, there's a day that you get off called Pioneer Day.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a Utah holiday. So, but it, to me, it was like the theme was weird because I was like, you're a bad Mormon, and yet we're still doing all these We're going back in time. Even Whitney was like, this is the weirdest day of my life.
They had to she called it the Native attire with the bonnets.
Mm-hmm.
We were churning butter. I thought
they looked cute in their bonnets. I thought they looked cute. Whitney or Lisa and Meredith. I don't know. I was like, when are they they're friends now? Like everyone's friends. And I don't understand where I missed.
Why can't we just like have a wine night? Like, let's just do some normal shit. Like,
but I have to say, come over to my house. Let's have a wine night. I love a fight in a costume. You cannot tell me that them fighting in bonnets and like Angie throwing a glass and breaking it with her tight pink bonnet on her hair was not like hilarious. Like when they're yelling at each other.
I guess I just wasn't buying this party.
The party was just the theme was just a strange thing to do when it was like, you know, like we're doing all these weird, like we're creating these dolls with yarn and napkins or whatever. And then like, it's like, just take us to the food part.
The cornbread, mac and cheese, potato and ribs.
Yeah.
Like, for the modern Mormon.
Yeah. But the funeral potatoes, have you had those before? I've never called them Michael funeral potatoes. Them. They're delicious. They're just potatoes with cornflakes on them.
And like it's like butter, sour cream, cheese, and they're freaking delicious. Yeah. Michael makes them. They're 10 out of 10.
Is he making them for Thanksgiving?
No, he makes them for Easter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Guess, is that a funeral potato? No.
The Easter potato at my house.
Oh, okay. But it was just like Lisa.
And then of course, Heather's like, okay, guys, so like, let's enjoy our cornbread, the funeral potatoes. And now let's talk about who is on your wagon. You can get rid of one person.
This is the Oregon Trail at this table. Someone's getting dysentery. Okay. We're all like, and it's like, Heather, of course. And she's like, Lisa, why don't you start? As if she doesn't know who the hell Lisa's going to pick. And Lisa's like, I vote for the person who hates women. Monica, that's you. It's like Heather's like, oh shit, like, are we supposed to be making up at this point? And then again, they have a last word fight. Neither of them can let it go. And they just start going low at each other. And it's like, here we go again.
You called me Ted Bundy. Lisa clearly Googled Ted Bundy.
No, she did not. She Googled Jeffrey Dahmer.
You know, and she's like, Monica's like, it's just like, you're so nasty. Like, I can't even stand your voice. I don't even think that's your real voice. And like, you're literally the one that told me that my parents don't even want me.
You called your mom Ted Bundy. Like, and then nothing's uglier than a liar. So Angie, but here's what's weird though. I feel like stuff got cut out because even at one point, Heather is like, Monica, stop. So like, but I'm like,
then Monica just completely shuts down. Like, she's like, I'm not going on this trip anymore. Like, I'm kind of over this. And like, Heather gets kind of nasty. Like, I feel like Heather was like,
I think something was said that we missed. That's why, though, because I was like, it was weird because she pulls her to the side and for some and I there's something some sort of disconnect because she's like, what's going on? She's like, everyone's against me. But I'm like, something was said. We're missing something because then like Lisa at some point,
Heather says it's equal. Like what you guys were going tit for tat. It was totally equal. But then I felt like Angie was coming to Lisa Barlow's defense and same with Heather, and nobody was coming to Monica's defense. So I can understand why she was like, it's me against you, all of you. So why would I want to come? Like,
also, this is mind dumb. You, at this point, everyone's still giving hand jobs to the butter.
Right.
They're the shaking still sound. The title of this episode was called If I Could Churn Back Time.
If I could turn back time.
Like, but here's, I think what's like annoying is like Monica is the perpetual victim here. So it's like you, if you're going to start it or you're going to go against it, go all the way because this is Housewives, baby.
Heather is like pissed at her. She's like, you're crying and acting like we all came at you. And Monica's like, that's exactly what happened. I actually team Monica on this one, to be honest.
I think it. At that point, though, after Lisa apologized and said, look, I'm sorry, I don't want to negate your feelings, whatever, because Lisa's just trying
they're
to
literally like, you need like, to tell us where we're going on.
They're
the
like,
trip.
We get to use a passport, and this is our fourth season. We haven't been able to use a passport in so long. Do not ruin this for us, Monica.
Monica, okay? You are the Meghan King Edmonds. We're going back to your roots.
Yes, we're going. We're going to see your family. And Lisa's like, and there's a New York mission there. But it's like, here's what happened when Monica shut down and then she's being like a pill at the table. And that's like what's annoying because Heather's like, okay, like Monica announced a trip with me. And she's like, no, it's like, get off the show at this point. Like, I don't
see. I'm actually totally team Monica here.
Okay.
I
guess to me, it was like, I felt bad for down. Her. It's like, just say like, yeah, we're going to Bermuda. Okay. Like, let's put this behind us.
I feel like you are kind of you might be right about the way that it was edited and like it that is, it could have been all it was like all the way worse.
Yeah, it feels just that there's something not that it's saying that like maybe Lisa also, but I'm like, I feel like they both went low because when they go
you killed that Monica. She's dead. Like Taylor Swift said.
Well, and that's why it's like we're going to the devil's triangle where we all belong. It's like, OK. And everyone's just like,
I kind of like appreciated this, though. She's like, you guys are awful. Like, I don't even want to go anymore. Like, you guys should go to hell.
But then when she was like, I wonder why Jen Shah never had a bad thing to say about or a good thing to say about Heather or Lisa. I'm like, okay, you using Jen Shah, the pillar of morality.
Right.
To tell me why Lisa and Heather are the bad people, but not the ones serving federal prison time. It's a hard case for me. I will say, she looked absolutely. She looked absolutely stunning in that white look. Monica looked so good in that interview. It's like a two.
Oh, I think she's very pretty.
No, I know, but I'm saying she looked like it's a new look for her. And she looked absolutely stunning in it. What the fuck happened?
I know she's not a good person. And
I know
I'm going to switch on her. But
yeah,
I felt bad for her in this moment.
That's okay. You know what? You're allowed.
She's not like the crazy villain that I don't see her as the crazy villain yet. She's been highly entertaining to me.
Oh, I agree. I'm telling you, I don't like her, but I agree that she's been moving stories, going like it is a weird
she's
thing
fun.
To see. What?
She's fun. She says what she wants. She's pretty honest. Well, she says what she wants, okay?
I did laugh too when like Lisa was like, oh, you know, she says something like, oh, you hate women. And Heather's like, couldn't you have started early like with something softer, like maybe about like fucking your brother-in-law or something? I mean, I get giddy for the Salt Lake episodes. Like this is just like pure camp for me. It's over the top. It's ridiculous. I mean, again, we're fighting in bonnets, trying just to go to a freaking trip with our passports. Okay, great this time. Is a big deal for these women, okay? They have been jonesing for a trip. And Bermuda isn't that far. Bermuda is, well, it's not that far from the East Coast. This is still, like, it'll be a couple hour, you know, 6 or 7 hours, but it's not that far from the East Coast. So we're still not going that far.
Right, right.
But we're still going to get a stamp on that passport, and there is a customs. And
I'm
that
excited
is
for them.
Yeah.
But we don't even go there next week. There's going to be one more episode, and then... We've
got to get the fight between Lisa and Whitney. It's like, listen, you're keeping me on my toes and I'm coming back every week.
But that's give right.
Me Bermuda, because I need to know. That was episode 11. So how many more do you think we have? Three more? Four more?
No.
We're more. Shooting the reunion.
18? Oh, I don't know. I
could maybe 16 episodes. More, so. Maybe we're shooting the reunion though, because then we go into the holiday season and all that stuff. Probably harder to coordinate.
I know. Schedules. Even if they like did it like.
So I'm like, imagine having to fly to New York, and then like, even if they fly back to like, they fly back Tuesday, right? To for like Thanksgiving, it's like that works travel days. They gave no shits for these women traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's true. That's true.
Well, yeah. Can't wait to see what happens. Love it.
Well,
love
it. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We are thankful for all our listeners.
So thankful. And
yeah, we're hoping to release some merch.
Yep. We'll Mary and out. Michael have some jobs. Yeah. Mary, happy Thanksgiving to happy all those that don't celebrate Thanksgiving because they aren't American. We love you too. And we're still thankful for you. And we're thankful, Mary. I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you. Look at how what you look at what we've accomplished together.
Wow.
We can pat ourselves on the back.
How about a little video?
Gratitude.
Five?
Attitude.
Wow. I love it. Okay, everybody, have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.